Let's start with the headliners. On one side of the ring, Congressman Connie Mack. He's served in Congress since 2004, when he was elected to represent the Fort Myers area's District 14. Throughout nearly a year of campaigning, Mack has placed his focus not on the Republican rivals he hopes to defeat next week, but instead on Democratic general election opponent Bill Nelson and President Obama.
I'm tired of a federal government. I'm tired of President Obama and Senator Nelson voting as lockstep liberals in Washington, D.C., but then trying to come to the state of Florida and act somehow like they're moderate Democrats.
Mack's biggest draw might be his name, Connie Mack IV. His father, Connie Mack III, was a well-known Florida U.S. senator, and his great-grandfather, the legendary baseball manager. Speaking recently with NPR, Mack linked his fate to another big political name, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
You know, look, if Mitt Romney wins, we win. If I win, he wins. And so we're going to be tied in this election, just like Obama and Nelson are tied. They've got a voting record that's, you know, 98% of the time, 95% of the time, they support each other. So you can't get away from that.
Taking a big picture view of the contest highlights why former Republican Congressman Dave Weldon got in the race.
And it really is the circumstances of the country, I would say, more than anything else. This isn't a career move for me.
He served in Congress until 2009, when he returned to his private medical practice. But after months of waiting on the sidelines, Weldon jumped in the race in late May, further stirring up a contest that at that time had four other candidates. With only a few months of campaigning under his belt, Weldon racked up numerous conservative endorsements. He's also been endorsed by the editorial board of the Tampa Bay Times, one of the state's biggest newspapers. The move infuriated the Mack campaign and launched a barrage of angry letters from the campaign aimed at the newspaper's political editor, Adam Smith, prompting these remarks from Mack at a campaign event near Tampa.
Adam, how are you? Good to see you. Now, some of us know that Adam is really the communications director for Nelson's campaign, but we welcome you here anyways. Let's give him a round of applause.
Meanwhile, Dave Weldon isn't letting personal politics get to his head. He remains focused on coming up with ideas to improve the economy.
As I see it, it's sort of a two-step process. You get the economy going again. You get revenue into the Treasury up because the economy is growing now. And you reform, and you have to cut spending, okay?
Top issues for the GOP field include repealing the Affordable Care Act, making the U.S. more business-friendly, and bolstering economic growth. And Dave Weldon's not the only candidate staying focused on issues instead of personalities.
Discussing someone else doesn't make you any more qualified for anything, and it certainly doesn't solve our problems.
That's former Army Colonel Mike McAllister. He's getting support from a number of Tea Party groups, and despite trailing in third place behind Mack and Weldon, McAllister is keeping a busy schedule, crisscrossing Florida, speaking to groups eager for his conservative message.
You go out and you try to make sure that you're getting your word out, but you also try to help people stay abreast or become aware of issues that are of great significance and importance to our country, our state, and our future generations.
Also scrapping for Tea Party boats is Maria Elena Stewart. The linguist and interpreter is based in Ave Maria near Naples. She did win a Pinellas County straw poll 2 months ago, but her campaign hasn't gotten much statewide traction. So Republicans volley without acknowledging each other, and Bill Nelson, the Democratic incumbent who's served in the U.S. Senate since 2000, waits for the results of his own Democratic primary. He's being challenged by Glenn Burkett, a health consultant from Naples. Burkett is making a second run for Senate, but isn't spending any money on ads. Nelson's attitude towards the process is measured, like the cadence of his voice.
What I am just trying to do is to get ready for the general election. I do have a primary as well. What I've said all along is the best politics is just to try to do a good job.
And it's likely a good job is what lots of voters will be thinking about when they cast their ballot, hoping their candidate can help fix a struggling economy. I'm Mark Simpson, 90.7 News.